I don't know why I thought this was so interesting, but Cardi B said that she was freaking out while she was talking to Mariah Carey about her new album, hair care, all kinds of stuff, because she was so starstruck. I'm surprised that Cardi B would be starstruck over anybody.
Well, first off, keep a couple things in mind. Cardi B was a baby when Mariah Carey was coming up and already doing her thing and already big successful. Probably one of the reasons she wanted to become a singer. Mariah Carey's still a diva. Still looks pretty good. As a matter of fact, recently when I've seen her, she looks really fantastic. So you see the longevity. Number three, super rich. Super rich.
So is Cardi B.
Yeah, no. But Mariah Carey's like rich. And she's like been rich a couple decades. And number four, Cardi B's a good actress. She was an exotic dancer. She will tell you anything.
It's Anne on Raven.
And you will believe it.
I disagree with a lot of that. I find the whole thing really surprising. I feel like Cardi B strikes me as the kind of artist that, like, she's so top of the game. She's so A-list that there's got to be nobody that would make her, like, shake in her boots a little bit out of, like, you know, being starstruck. Have you ever been starstruck before?
Gosh, I'm trying to think. I interviewed a lot of rock bands back in the day when I was younger. Never mind. Lenny Kravitz. I interviewed Lenny Kravitz and like Cicely Tyson, like three other famous people were in the room while I'm doing it. This is like the most famous people that had ever been concentrated in one area in the zip code of that radio station that I started at.
Yeah.
So it was a lot, you know, for like a 21-year-old jock in there with a microphone stuck in his face. But you know what? Interview went great. And now I'm on Cicely Tyson's Christmas card list.
Not true.
Well, I was until she passed.
Okay. I was thinking about it. And like, ironically, I don't think I would be starstruck ever, except for the fact that, you know, like that Lisa Lampanelli was the reason why I wanted to be a comedian. She's the reason why I have this career.
Sure.
Okay. So the first time I ever met her, I was starstruck. And it's so funny because I've gotten lucky enough to become friends with her over the years.
It's hurtful, though, that she likes me more than she likes you, though,
isn't
it? It's
not true. That's not true.
She acts like it in public anyways, but I love her for that.
We had lunch a few weeks ago, and it's so funny because even at this point, if she says something that I disagree with or I want to, I still shut up. I don't speak my mind. I don't say what I think because I hold her in such high regard,
right.
You know, that I just like, I'm like, nope. What she says is bond.
you're speechless.
Yeah.
I want to remind you that if you've ever seen Lenny Kravitz in leather pants.
Okay.
Same effect.
Yep. Just
same effect.
What is happening? What is happening right now in our world? Last week, it was trending that if you wear skinny jeans and you have a side part hairstyle, you are out of style and old.
That's right.
Which I took personal offense to because welcome to my world, side part and skinny jeans, like most moms, I think, right?
But welcome back, one of your faithful friends. Oh. All of a sudden, I saw it in the stores this weekend.
It's Anna and Raven. I was shopping at a department store and I was walking through the jeans section. I needed new jeans. And I was like, wait a minute. What are all these cargo pants doing here? And then I was like, no.
I was at Pink with my wife, cargo
Victoria's
pant joggers.
Yep.
Yeah. No. For girls all over the place.
Skinny jeans, cargo pants, which doesn't even make logical sense to me. Why would your skinny jeans have cargo pants? Now, the reason why Raven is giggling is because Raven loves cargo pants.
No. I used to love cargo shorts.
His passion for cargo shorts.
It was deep.
We would show up to events that were special, fancy events, and he would wear a dress shirt tucked into his cargo
shorts.
That is not true. Uh-huh.
That is never tucked in.
And I said, Raven, you can't, like, nobody wears these cargo shorts anymore. No, like, cargo pants are out. And it took years to finally get them off.
It was a solid 2 years or so, yeah. Two, three summers.
Yeah. We got to the point where every day we would do a cargo shorts check-in, and this is what it would sound like every day.
It's time to see if Raven's wearing cargo shorts.
I have my sweat glands removed. Any sweating you see me do is through a surrogate.
Let's have the big reveal.
I'm not wearing them today.
You're not?
I haven't actually been wearing them now for like 2-3 years.
Because they're out of style.
Well, no. I mean, I made a conscious choice at that point, not only because of style, but just I got out of them. And the way they fit and the way they feel, it's not for me anymore.
Oh. You've evolved.
I mean, you know, now I'm a little bit older. I need like golf shorts. I don't want to sweat. You know me.
Okay.
Yep.
According to a fashion writer for Rolling Stone, cargo pants are popular back now. They're coming back into style, and it's all because top hip hop artists are creating the trends, and that is one of the biggest trends.
Whatever.
I'm not here for it.
Right.
I never was a big fan of cargo pants to begin with, mm-hmm. but if you're going to put cargo pants on like skinny jeans and sweatpants, it just doesn't make sense to me. What's wrong with a regular pocket? Why does it have to be right like in my thigh area? I don't need to draw more attention to my thighs.
You know, the thing is, too, is like once it's in those spots, when you're young, you'll shove whatever you want in your pockets, mm-hmm. right? I mean, tons of things you've got to carry. But at a certain point, you're like, wait a minute, I'm just bruising my thighs. Like you put a cell phone in your pocket. It's like punching yourself in the leg every
constantly.
Time you take a step with cargo pants on. You need a form-fitting pocket for that type of thing.
Raven.
Yes.
As a former cargo pants enthusiast.
Yes.
What would be three things mm-hmm. that you always carry in your cargo pants pockets?
Well, your keys would go in there. You could have the largest set of keys that you ever imagined, and you could throw it right in a cargo pocket, and instead of it jiggling around like in your coat jacket pocket or whatever, it would be right there in the cargo pocket. But again, stabbing you in the leg every step that you took.
Correct.
You can carry an old school wallet. Like it's the 80s with your coupons, with your cash, maybe even a photo of your wife or your kids or your pets or whatever in there. Mm-hmm. And you can put that right in the back pocket as well. Also, if you are working on a freighter and you have like a wrench or something you need to carry with yourself, or if you're a SEAL Team 6 special operator, then you can put some sort of radio device in the cargo pants. But as a regular person, I don't think there's really anything else you need.
I forgot about carpenter pants. If carpenter cargo pants come
yes.
in with that loop where you could put the hammer.
Yes.
No. Hard pass. Like it's it. Game over.
The look in your face that you were here for.
No, I'm not.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Anna, it's heartbreaking, really. I mean, if you are somebody that is willing to steal somebody's pet for either a profit or who knows what other somebody else's motivation might be when they take a pet from somebody,
yep.
That's all I need to know about you. We were in here listening to the audio and watching the video of the dog napping and the assault and shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker in West Hollywood yesterday. We were watching it this morning, and it is frankly terrifying,
awful,
heartbreaking, and disturbing, and just, you know, it's totally scary.
So if you've missed the whole thing, that's exactly what happened. Lady Gaga's dog walker. Lady Gaga is actually in Italy right now. She's filming that new movie, Gucci.
Yeah.
And so he walks the dog same time every night. There's three French bulldogs.
Right.
So he was out doing the usual walk that he does at 9:40 every single night.
Right.
And a Nissan Altima, a white one, pulled up next to him, went to steal the dogs. He puts up a fight and they shot him multiple times in the abdomen. He is fine. He is recovering. He is going to be okay.
Right.
But oh my gosh, it is awful and terrifying. Now that becomes the problem. Is this targeted because it's Lady Gaga's dogs?
Right.
Or... because the American Kennel Club says that dog theft is increasingly becoming a problem, and especially with French bulldogs, which is what these three dogs were, because they're harder to get and they're easier to take.
I remember a story locally, and I only remember because I see it come up every single year, that a woman's house was burglarized and they took two of her dogs. They took her two dogs. And these were not French bulldogs. I think one of them might have been a purebred something, but the other one was just a rescue dog. And it's incredibly heartbreaking because every year, I mean, for the first year, it was nonstop. She was looking for her dogs all the time. And all the time, she continues to look. It's the wondering. I mean, for many people, their pets are their family. And
yeah.
So you hear the desperation of him, you know, trying to stop them from taking the dogs. It's not something you're just going to give up. If they asked him for the wallet, he would have handed it over.
Anything. And
yeah.
They got two out of the three dogs. One of the dogs, Miss Asia, managed to get away.
And runs back to him. And it's just even more heartbreaking.
Yep. And he's just clutching Miss Asia.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like trying to protect her. It's awful.
It's completely awful. So.
Yeah. But here's all I also need to know about you. If you think you're going to get away with that.
Right.
So Miss Lady Gaga is offering $500,000.
I don't care if you're my neighbor. I don't care if you're a brother. I don't care if whoever. $500,000. You're going to jail. I mean, just the moral aspect of it by itself. I'd be calling on you anyways. But But, you know, the $500,000, it's a heck of a motivation. So if this was just thievery, you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made a big, big mistake.
I don't know, but his friends say that they think that it was targeted because it was Lady Gaga's dog, which is even, is also
the
heartbreaking.
The FBI's involved now at this point,
yeah.
Right? Because they don't even know.
I don't know. Terrible, terrible story. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Hey, so I feel like if you open the door for somebody and let them through and they don't say thank you, that's literally all I need to know about you as a person. Like, I understand we're wearing masks, it's a pandemic, you can't, like, maybe you can't hear your voice, but I can. But, you know, just a nod even. Acknowledge it.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Raise your eyes.
It's definitely all I need to know about you.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, how did he do this past week?
He hasn't been doing too good, Anna.
No,
you know, after his report card every week, he comes home and just does terrible stuff. And I think it's because he's like, okay, she won't remember next Friday when Anna calls. She's not going to remember. But he came home last Friday and I had made this big chicken salad, homemade, made him lunch, made a nice wrap, lettuce, tomato, the whole thing. And the next day I was getting out of the shower and I could not wait to have some chicken salad for lunch because there was still some left over. And I could hear him like eating everything in the kitchen because I was in the shower. So he thought I couldn't, you know, I didn't know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I come down and I open the fridge and he ate all the chicken salad.
All
didn't even ask me if I wanted some after I made him lunch the day before. I made it, by the way. I made it. I took the time. I made it. I took apart the chicken like it was a whole chicken, did the whole thing. Yeah, he ate it all. Didn't even ask me if I wanted some. And I'm still, he says I hold on to stuff for too long. I'm still mad.
Raven, do you know how to make a chicken salad?
I mean, I think so.
How do you do it?
You get the chicken, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You put it in something. All right.
What do you have to put it in?
Then you put some mayonnaise in there.
What do you put it in? Like, what do you mean you put it in something?
You put it in like a bowl or something.
Like the whole chicken?
You put some mayonnaise in there with it, and you mix it up. If you like some celery, you can put some celery in there, I guess.
Mm.
Right? I mean, it's chicken salad, mostly.
So why don't you go home today and make Alicia some chicken salad?
Well, there's no chicken that's been made in the fridge right now at this point, so I'm off the hook with that one.
Oh, no. You can cook the chicken. Like, I cooked the chicken the night before and made the chicken salad.
No, we're now familiar with the process of the chicken. I'm just saying is that we had that lovely lunch after we had the lovely dinner that you made. The third day, you're not big on leftovers. The second, third day, I figure anything you left in there, you've actually given up on. So it was only one sandwich. It's not like, you know, I ate chicken salad for 3 hours while you were in the shower. It was one sandwich and you expressed your displeasure.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I apologize.
Yeah, as you laughed at me and told me I was ridiculous.
Well, you were too mad.
I was mad.
For hours, visibly angry. And then, you know, now here you are, 6-7 days later, holding a candle for this chicken salad. I'm going to confess something. You know what? The chicken salad was good, but it wasn't incredible this time.
Oh, here we go.
You've had better chicken salad that you made before. So if you're going to mourn some chicken salad,
Raven,
why don't you mourn the chicken salad of yesteryear?
Raven,
okay?
Why?
Because this chicken salad was, it was good, but it wasn't.
When is Raven going to, okay, all right.
He'll never learn, Anna. I mean, it's been almost 14 years, and he doesn't get it.
It's true.
Yeah.
It was middle of the road chicken salad, and I don't regret it.
I don't know why Alicia makes such crappy chicken salad. I have no idea.
It was mediocre at best.
Okay.
So next week when he comes in crying that he's starving, you know why.
Right.
I'm thinking about not even going home now, Anna.
I know. That was so brave of you and dumb all at the same time. I was like, why would you do that? I was like, he's got a death wish for the weekend. I don't understand.
He's living on cereal from now on, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe Anna will make you something.
I certainly won't make him anything. There's just no world where I make him chicken salad. That is for sure. Even bad chicken salad.
The chicken salad. It's over. It's over.
All right. What kind of grade would you like to give Raven this week?
You really need to ask after that.
I know.
Mediocre chicken salad. He's getting an F.
What?
Yeah.
You just asked me on national radio that I make terrible chicken salad.
I didn't say I got food poisoning. I mean, it could have been worse.
Well, maybe you will get food poisoning next time.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
If you're not familiar with the Nextdoor app, it's an app that's very local to where you live and your neighbors post what's happening on your street, kind of like a virtual neighborhood watch.
Yeah, the best part about this is you probably know some of these people. You know what their houses look like. You know the numbers of their house. You already know their history. So when you see them play it all out on the internet, it's insane.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. When we see exceptionally crazy posts, Raven and I like to act them out for you.
Yeah, when I saw this one in my neighborhood, I knew it was a winner for us, Anna. If you'd like to get us started.
I will. Elizabeth posts on the Nextdoor app, vandalism? So I had something weird happen last night, and I was wondering if it's a random act or targeted. Someone threw a milkshake at my house. Has this happened to anyone else? I'm trying to figure out if I have an unknown enemy or if this is a random act. Let me know. Vehicle, one. Type, car. Other, could hear the tires squealing.
I guess these are the descriptive terms.
Yeah. Yeah. She had a milkshake thrown at her house, and she wants to know, like, did anybody else have
Is it supposed to be
thrown?
Me? Right. Or is milkshakes at other houses all the time now a thing?
Do they just have 17 milkshakes in their car, and they just nailed the whole neighborhood?
Too many extra milkshakes. What are we going to do with these?
Yep.
Debbie chimes in. Sounds like teenage vandalism to me. At least a milkshake isn't as hard to clean up as eggs. If such person would like to throw a milkshake at my house, could you please make it strawberry? Wait, what?
But no, but like, they're throwing it at your house. How are you going to drink it? They're not leaving it nice and neatly for you on your front doorstep.
Debbie, how many people are throwing eggs or milkshakes at your house that you have experienced enough? Which one would be easier?
Raven, where do you live that this is your neighborhood?
And if you want a strawberry shake, it's called Postmates, man. Just get it ordered.
John responds, that was unusually cruel. Those mean beep. No respect for others' property. I blame the parents just as much as the kids. We have kids tossing daily litter out the window on our property. Luckily, no vandalism. Why do we think this is kids? Why can't this just be like an angry 54-year-old woman?
I suppose it could. That's why Dan chimes in and says, do you have any lawn signs? Here comes the conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
Oh, it was a concerted effort.
Elizabeth responds, the only thing I have on my property is a flag of my football team, which is unpopular in the area.
Melissa responds, sadly, that could have been a response to your football team's flag and you as a fan. Bullying seems to be trendy just now in America.
Right, because that's it.
Yeah.
Because if you put up like a Cowboys flag, you're like, I hate the Cowboys. You know what we're going to do?
So mad at the Cardinals that I'm going to go spend $3.25 for a milkshake and chuck it at this house.
Yep. I'm an Oreo milkshake. I'm going to go get it right now and I'm going to wind up and throw it. Michael responds, it's probably random. Someone picked up a cinder block from my yard and threw it at my neighbor's house in the middle of the night last year.
Come on.
That's not random,
right,
buddy.
Right.
Not random.
And Michael, that's your teenager. Right. Did that to your neighbor or you did that to your neighbor.
It's probably random.
Nobody came over to your house to pick up a cinder block and chuck it at your neighbor's house.
But my favorite part about all this is the final response that Andrew says.
That milkshake didn't bring all the boys to the yard.
And they're like, it's better than yours.
Is there anything better than a great movie ending? One that makes you feel complete, like you invested your time and it was awesome. What happens if that ending never actually happened? It's Anna and Raven. The terrible alternate ending of Titanic has gone viral again. And warning, there's about to be spoilers about the Titanic in case you missed it, even though it came out 24 years ago.
I mean, you know, a lot of times you see an alternate ending and it might be the thing the fans want. But this time, I think unequivocally, it's a no.
Nobody wanted this.
It's a hard no.
So here's what happened. If you forgot, at the end of the Titanic, Rose takes out the Heart of the Ocean, which is that beautiful necklace. And it's the one that Bill Paxton is looking for. And it was in her possession all along. She had it. And then she kind of like emotionally drops it into the sea over the wrecking site of the Titanic.
Let's
right?
it go along with the memory of Jack. We're reunited again. I'll see you in heaven.
Right. Now, here's the thing. In the alternate one that they filmed, this ending of Titanic, this is 100% real. This one has old Rose taunting Bill Paxton with the Heart of the Ocean necklace, and he begs to hold it.
Oh, I've thought about this for years, and I've come all the way here to put it back where it belongs.
Wait. Just let me hold it in my hand, please.
And she does. She lets him hold it, but then he hands it back to her, and it's this emotional moment, and she literally, flippantly throws it over her shoulder into the ocean.
Peace out.
This happens.
Jesus, no! That really sucks, lady.
Can you imagine?
Says the guy with the crazy hair.
Right.
Not Bill Paxton. Not that time.
Yeah. But can you imagine that was the end?
Right.
It really sucks, lady.
And then, like, he just laughs maniacally at the sky. And then it does the other grand staircase, like, you know, reunion thing there after Under the Water. But again, definitely weird.
Right. It could have really changed whether or not that movie would become as popular and iconic when you go into the future.
Yeah. And it's 12 minutes long on top of it. Like, make that thing 30 seconds. All right? Seriously. What was going on there, James Cameron?
Either way, they went with the right option when it hit theaters, clearly.
Clearly.
How you remember it. But I still was thinking, like, what is the greatest movie ending of all time? And I know for me, Raven, Forrest Gump will always be one of my favorite movies. And I sobbed at the end of Forrest Gump when Forrest is with little Forrest, his son, and this happens.
Here's your bus.
Okay. Hey, Forrest. I want to tell you I love you.
I love you too, Daddy.
I'll be right here when you get back.
You understand this is the bus to the school now, don't you?
Of course. The name of Dorothy Years, and I'm Forrest Gump.
I mean, I actually feel the warmth just listening to it.
It's a good movie.
The feather at the end that's going through the wind. Oh,
I mean, I don't know about the feather thing, but it was a great film, no question. And it has all the range of emotions in there. You laugh, you cry, you feel great, you feel bad.
Yeah.
There's parts of that movie that make you feel, I mean, guilty and question things. Like, it's a great movie.
What do you think was the best ending of all time?
Oh, it's easy, of course. It's the fight scene in Aliens.
Get away from her, you...
Oh, that alien doesn't like it when you speak nasty to them. James Cameron, by the way, again, I mean, he just delivers the biggest moments.
Greatest movie ending of all time. For most people, it's Titanic, but that almost didn't happen. And ironically, the alternate ending of Titanic is trending again. If you've never seen it, go to YouTube and check it out. It is awful. But we wanted to know, what is the greatest movie ending? The one that you love the most. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
The ending of The Sixth Sense.
I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people walking around like regular people. They don't know they're dead.
Classic. And I mean, it made his career. I mean, M. Night, I mean, you didn't know.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, none of us know can say it right.
Shyamalan.
No. But, I mean, clearly a very talented guy. Got that new one coming out. Looks good, too. Old Super Bowl commercial, but that kind of, like, made his career. And then after that, actually, he suffered from the fact that if the ending wasn't that good.
Right.
What are you going to do?
That movie, because the ending was so good, ruined his career because he could never rebound from it.
It simultaneously made his career and destroyed it.
You don't see that often. You don't.
Right? Oh, man.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Greatest movie ending of all time. What was it?
That's hard, but I got to go with Empire Strikes Back. I'm a Star Wars fan.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. You killed him.
No, I am the father.
No! I mean, we park our cars, well, our Millennium Falcons anyways, in the same garage.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, when they say that they're going after Han, I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I didn't understand as being like a 7-year-old when the movie came out, but I thought that, like, well, Han was gone. Han was dead.
No.
I cried, you know? And then when they were like, oh, we'll let you know when we find Han, I was like, all right.
Don't ruin the ending for me. I haven't seen it yet.
He's got a new hand. It's a robot hand. Darth's his dad. That's going to be weird, but we'll see him again.
Right?
And Han's alive. You're right. Great ending.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Greatest movie ending of all time. What was it?
Oh, hands down, Shawshank Redemption. Great ending.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good movie. Even I saw that movie, and I never see movies.
I'll keep an eye out for you and the chessboard ready. Remember, Red, hope is a good thing. Maybe the best of things. And no good thing ever dies.
Swam through a river of bleep and came out clean on the other side. That is a great movie. I hope to see my friend. I hope to shake his hand.
Hey, how much do you know?
The Pacific is as blue as it has been in my dreams.
I mean, how many times have you seen that movie?
I hope.
Okay.
So many. Every time it's on, I watch it.
Anna and Raven, what was the greatest movie ending of all time?
Armageddon. They saved the world, and he died. Dad died saving the world.
If you don't cry at the end of that movie, you're heartless.
Hey! Get close to me! This is my job!
You go take care of my little girl now. That's your job. Always thought of you as a son. Always.
Gave him the patch, all that stuff. And don't forget, when they land, because of the deal the big guy made, they don't have to pay taxes anymore now that they saved the world. Also a nice caveat.
You think that's more important than the fact that she lost her dad?
Listen, if I'm one of the guys on the shuttle, I'm thinking about that on the way home.
Taxes?
The fact that I ain't got to deal with them no more.
The alternate ending to Titanic is trending again, and it's awful. If you've never seen it, just go to YouTube and Google alternate ending to Titanic. You never would have seen that movie if they went with the original ending that they had wanted to do.
Well, I don't know about that, but it wouldn't have been great.
No.
It wasn't a great ending at all.
It's Anna and Raven. But the movie endings are the most important part of the movie because that's what lasts with you long after the movie is over.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was the greatest movie ending of all time? What do you think it was? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
Yes. I think Arnold is the king of endings. You have the Running Man and then Commando when he says, let off some steam, Bennett.
Yes.
I think that's my favorite. But I think all time for everyone is The Godfather. I mean, that wraps up that movie so nicely.
Dad?
Weren't there like 17? I was never allowed to watch The Godfather. My parents never let me.
It's three of them.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Greatest movie ending of all time.
Love Actually.
So how does it end? Remind us.
Ends at an airport where people are being picked up, and it just shows all different kinds of love, friendship, family, romantic. It makes me cry every time. It's amazing.
Don't you worry about
it. Oh, shut up.
It sounds like it might make you cry right now in the car.
Yeah, it's very emotional.
A little bravado in your voice. I heard it. And Ann Raven, best movie ending of all time.
Planet of the Apes. How did Planet of the Apes?
You maniac! You blew it up! Damn you! God damn you all to hell!
First time I saw the Statue of Liberty's head on the beach, I knew it was going to be an interesting film.
That was aggressive. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What had the greatest movie ending of all time?
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, you know, besides the fact that they die. But, I mean, at least they go out as friends together.
Yeah, Ride or Die.
Yes.
I wonder if Ride or Die came from Thelma and Louise. Did we ever put that together?
I doubt it. Why don't you just Google it and you'll solve that.
Okay, let me check out.
Hi, what's your favorite movie ending of all time?
The ending for the movie The Usual Suspects.
Oh, that's a great one.
It is a really good one.
That is a great one. One of the best early twist movies there was, no question. Kobayashi. Kaiser Sose.
I'm looking at our text line. There are so many coming in. Psycho, Gone with the Wind, When Harry Met Sally, True Romance, Space Jam.
True Romance.
Harry. Woo!
Woo! That's a great one.
Producer John loves his guitar, and what he did was write a song about the best movie endings of all time. Ready, Raven?
I mean, this guy just keeps showing up.
It's the end of the movie, and the hero has won the day. Unless it's Rocky 1, he actually loses in that one, but he goes the distance with Creed, so that's kind of the same thing. It's complicated. Sometimes movies have happy endings. Other times, Thelma and Louise drive off of a cliff. And sometimes everything turns out fine until you realize that Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
Right.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, he was dead the whole time. M. Night Shyamalan. Remember that? Raven, remember earlier this week when I talked about that website that I'm obsessed with, WeBargain, WIBARGAIN.com?
Yes, yeah. Actually, that's the one where you buy the boxes of returned stuff, right?
Right. So it's you go there and they've got all these, they're mystery boxes. You don't know what you're buying. All it is places that have returns. They shove it in a box and send it to you. So they have Lowe's, Home Depot, Amazon, Target, Walmart, and they sell out all the time. It's like you don't know what you're getting, but it's stuff that people had returned.
Sure, yeah. So it's a flat rate that you pay for this box, but inside that, there could be magical treasure.
Right.
It could be nothing.
It could be garbage.
It could be total junk.
Yep.
But it could be magical treasure. I mean, I've had my eye on the Lowe's pallets for a while now, but where am I going to stick a pallet? How do I explain to the wife what that's doing in the living room?
Exactly. So finally, our bosses were like, fine, you can have $30 to spend. And I was like, awesome. So
the options are low.
Yeah. Yeah, it's radio. So I got a Walmart box and it finally came. This has been the longest 24 hours of my life because I got home from work yesterday
right.
And it was sitting on my doorstep and all I wanted to do was rip it open to see what was inside, but I I had to wait until this exact moment to do it.
So it had no more descriptive terms? Because I know sometimes some of them say, like, you know, a box of shoe returns.
Yeah,
or some of them will say clothing or fashion or whatever.
No, this is from Walmart and this is clothing.
Do you have scissors? Because I need to know what's in that box.
All right, let's open it. Let's find out. Yeah, finally.
Stand up here.
Listen, we have to have a discussion. If there's something valuable in here that I want, I get to keep it because I found the website and all that. Okay? If it's garbage, you can have it. All right?
Well, wait a minute.
And if there's gold or diamonds, I'm definitely getting that.
What?
Yeah.
This is a company allocation. I mean, I feel like we're partners here.
Yeah.
Yeah, until we're not.
Okay, here we go. Oh, here we go.
What is that? It looks packed to stuff.
Oh, my God. A maternity band? This is what you wear around your belly to provide support when you're pregnant.
That's definitely for you.
Oh, it's all open and nasty looking. Oh, all right.
It held somebody's baby.
Men's Thermal Crew.
Oh,
this is pretty good.
Yeah.
Size medium, though.
Oh, that's not working for me. I mean, I could maybe give it to the kid. Will Paul fit in that?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe if he goes skiing.
I think he might be a large.
Oh, my God. It's so much baby moutons. Marvel superhero size 4T underwear for children.
Oh, perfect. Those are definitely mine.
Oh, my God. Hayden is going to be so excited.
What's that?
Hayden loves Lilo and Stitch. This is pajama pants, Lilo and Stitch. Oh, she's going to be so excited. Look, Hayden, look. Mommy's bringing you used return Lilo and Stitch.
They look a little wide.
Let's see. We've got black leggings.
It's all girl stuff.
Well, no, there's more stuff coming.
All right.
Oh, there's a bra. It's a beige bra.
Yes, it's terrible, actually.
It's a terrible, terrible bra.
There's no support, nothing right in that bra.
Oh, this looks like it might come to you.
Oh!
Extra large sweatpants.
Oh, my God. Extra large, though.
These will definitely fit you. Look.
Okay, I'll pull the drawstring.
So far, I'm into this.
Okay.
Right, except for the moutons. A pair of jeans.
Those look pretty big.
These are ugly jeans.
Yeah.
These are really butt-ugly jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we can give those to the producers.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff in this box.
There's more?
Yeah. We've got double XL sweatpants.
That's going to, we're going to use that like a parachute.
Those are women's. Oh, Hogwarts. Hayden will be into these too from Harry Potter.
Whoa.
You want to know what? This was okay. And look, a fleece. You know what? This was fun. This was actually really fun. I'm into it.
I feel like if your daughter isn't happy with these, she's going to be on Marketplace for the next week or so.
Absolutely. We just videoed this whole thing. We'll put it up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you're not friends with us yet, just search Anna and Raven. And Raven, I didn't tell you this, but I bought an Amazon box yesterday, so I don't know when that's coming.
Oh, my gosh.
But that one I get to keep because I bought it with my own money.
Well, then why would you even tell me?
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Gina and Sean. Gina, what's going on?
So we bought our home a few years ago. We turned our downstairs bedroom into an office, which was great and everything. But now, surprise, we have a second child on the way, and I can't sleep on a different floor from my kids. We have to get a new house, and my husband doesn't agree with me. Sleeping on a different floor from your child is just not going to work for me. I need to be able to get to them, especially when they're infants. So we're having this dilemma. You know, we have to sell our house and get another one.
Gina, okay, so it's two bedrooms upstairs, one bedroom downstairs. So you guys would move downstairs and the kids would sleep upstairs. That's the problem.
Right. Well, yeah, we would have to switch something around or have, you know, the baby downstairs because that's the only extra bedroom we have.
Okay.
Sean, you don't think a little bit of distance is a big deal?
I you know, to be honest with you, I grew up in a house where I was on a different floor from my parents. And, you know, to be frank, I'm usually the one running up and down the stairs, you know, to get stuff for the baby anyway. Otherwise, she's hanging out with the baby. I mean, it's not that far. I think it's literally like 10 total steps, two sets of five. You know, we're not around the corner. We're not leaving at a hotel down the street. They're 2 seconds away. I don't see what the difference between walking down a set of stairs and walking down a hallway. What's the difference?
Logistically, Sean, I understand what you're saying. But emotionally, Gina, I'm right there with you. I think it would really bother me if I knew that my kids weren't like right next to me. I have like the craziest things that pop in my head. What if there's a fire? What if something happens? What if I need to get to them and they're not like right 2 seconds away from me? I understand how you feel.
I mean, obviously, every one of those things that you mentioned can happen anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find yourself all in a situation where together you can be in a perilous spot.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I do also understand that you'd be compelled to keep him close. Even by the second kid, too. If you feel that way, Gina, by the second kid, then you're probably not going to get over that feeling, right? I mean, you already went through this with the youngest one. This is your second time around. Most people say that you're a bit more relaxed the second time. If that's not the case, then you're not going to feel better 5-6 months down the road.
Let's see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Sean. Gina may be overreacting. You're all in the same house together. You have monitors so you can make sure they're okay. Stay in the house that you love. But they may see Gina's side, too. If she feels that uncomfortable without her kids on the same floor as her, then maybe it's time to put the house on the market, or at least within the next year or two, and move.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Gina says it's time to put the house on the market. Sean thinks she's lost her mind. With the new baby, well, now they have two bedrooms upstairs, and the master bedroom is downstairs, which they always used as an office. She doesn't feel comfortable with the idea that her kids will be upstairs and she'll be downstairs as they get a little bit older. And she wants to sell the house so she can get basically a home that has all the bedrooms on the same floor. They could be near each other.
Sean says it's no big deal. He's the one that's running up and down the stairs anyways, which I don't believe. I don't believe that for a minute. But he says that he's doing a lot of that running. He says, let's just relax. We'll get monitors, put them in place. Everything will be fine.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the dad's side. Well, I think Gina's kind of overreacted. They can simply just put both kids in the same bedroom. I mean, they're infants. I don't think they're going to mind. Until they grow up to a certain age, they can move the older one to the downstairs bedroom.
It's true. Like, it does feel a little bit like a first world problem. Thank you for the call. Because my parents would have been like, oh, no. Stack those kids right on top of each other.
Yeah, I think about my dad and the way he grew up in Italy, and that there was eight of them all in the same bedroom. There was eight of them. My dad was the youngest. He was lucky he had to sleep on top of Zeal Frank.
Yeah. I feel her emotion, but it doesn't feel practical.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Gina is ready to move because the way her house is laid out, two bedrooms upstairs, master bedroom downstairs. Now that they have two small kids, she says she needs everybody on the same floor.
Yeah, they've been using the bedroom downstairs for an office. And even with changing that to their bedroom, it would be just too much distance for her. Sean thinks that's nuts. We can make this work with some monitors and stuff. It'll be safe.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm actually on the husband's side. The reason is because we went through the same situation. My kids are now teenagers, but we live in a cave. And when they're 2 years apart, when they were little, I wanted them near us. So we ended up just compromising. The baby stayed in the room for a year. Then they shared. And then when my son got to be about five, he moved downstairs to the first level. And it actually is better this way, because as they get to be teenagers, they make a lot of noise, they have their Xbox, all of that. I think that you need to consider how your family will grow and change, rather than just thinking of these first couple years when they're little, because they can share a room as well.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, Mom, you got to cut the cord and tie the cord. You know, really? No, that's too much. Come on, loosen up.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I am split. I'm kind of on the mom's side, though, because I know a lot of moms who do not want to be on a different floor than their children. In fact, even in real estate, if we have a house that, you know, has a bedroom that's far away from the master, it deters a lot of parents.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sean, our audience agreed with you this morning. Gina, as painful as it sounds, get those monitors, get those cameras, and you'll be all right.
Fire extinguishers everywhere, Gina. There's ways that you can certainly feel safer about your home.
Well, I guess that's what people say. You know, we can, at least when they're an infant, we can be on the same floor anyways while they're in the bassinet, and we can go from there. I don't like this, but I'm willing to give it a chance.
And Sean, you should be happy to hear that, right?
You know what? I am. I'm not the kind of guy to rub something in, but I'm super grateful that your audience, you know, realizes that selling your house and moving is not a small deal. And sometimes, you know, life will give you lemons. You got to make strawberry lemonade.
Did you just call your second child lemons?
Strawberry lemonade.
I mean, just best of luck here. I mean, you know that this is probably not over, Sean. So this is not the last time that you are going to hear this conversation. So you're right to not gloat, because, again, that door is probably not closed permanently. But best of luck, guys.
You have a problem, too. Send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Susan.
Hey, Susan. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room, please.
Sure. Good luck, Susan.
All right, Susan, we got $1,300 on the line for you. Raven is walking out of here when that studio door closes. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah, ready.
Number 1, Mark Ruffalo and Jennifer Garner reunited, sending the internet into a frenzy. What hit movie do they co-star in where she's sick of being in junior high and wakes up as an adult?
13 going on 30.
Number 2, High School Musical, the musical, the series, just announced its second season to premiere on Disney Plus on May 14th. What hit song did Olivia Rodrigo reportedly write about co-star Joshua Bassett that broke worldwide records?
Driver's License.
Number 3, Jennifer Lopez posted a picture of herself in a wedding dress for her new film Shotgun Wedding, and it made fans think that she and fiancé A-Rod got married. They didn't. A-Rod, before A-Rod, she was engaged to her co-star in the movie Gigli. Who was that?
Gigli. Can you spell that?
Gigli.
Okay.
Time's up, Susan. Number 4, Disney Plus announced that supervillain Loki will be getting his own series. The show's first season premieres June 11th and takes place where Loki's storyline left off in the Avengers Endgame. What is Loki's relationship to superhero Thor?
Brother.
Number 5, Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral. The company that makes the toys says that the new branding on the box will just say Potato Head. What company makes Mr. Potato Head / Potato Head?
Mattel?
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
You!
Susan got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is not terrible, but it is $1,300. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Mark Ruffalo and Jennifer Garner reunited, sending the internet into a frenzy. What hit movie do they co-star in where she's sick of being in junior high and wakes up as an adult?
Well, I actually secretly love that movie because there's a fantastic dance scene in that. That's 13 going on 30, and it's Mark Ruffalo.
Why do I always say it wrong?
Because it looks like Ruffalo.
Okay. Number 2, I even wrote it phonetically and still messed it up.
It looks like a snuggly, ruffly name.
Number 2, High School Musical, the musical, the series, just announced its second season to premiere on Disney Plus on May 14th.
Right.
What hit song did Olivia Rodrigo reportedly write about co-star Joshua Bassett that broke worldwide records?
I mean, supposedly it's about him. Driver's License. You know I'm deeply moved by that song.
Number 3, Jennifer Lopez posted a picture of herself in a wedding dress for her new film Shotgun Wedding, making fans think that she and A-Rod got married. They didn't. Before A-Rod, she was engaged to her co-star in the movie Gigli. Who was that?
It's easy. It's Ben Affleck.
Yes. Number 4, Disney Plus announced that supervillain Loki will be getting his own series. The show's first season premieres June 11th and takes place where Loki's storyline left off in Avengers Endgame. What is Loki's relationship to Thor?
They're brothers.
Yep.
It's his bro.
Adoptive. He was adopted.
Whatever, man. We're brothers.
Number 5, Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral. The company that makes the toy says now the branding on the box will just say Potato Head. What company makes Mr. Potato Head / Potato Head?
Hasbro, and that's weak Hasbro.
Susan, I'm sorry. He beat you 5-3 this morning. We will hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Susan, but I cannot beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
We're going to throw another $100 in the pot. That means Monday morning, $1,400.